The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I am your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do so much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or just send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. We have a live chat room. There's a whole bunch of things you can do to get involved. And do be involved in the conversation. Again, I don't care whether you do it by, you know, tweeting, sending me an email. I don't care how you do it. Just do it. I mean, just get involved. You get sick of hearing me say that. I mean, I'm so tired of some of you guys. Yeah, here we go. You already got me started, right? Some of you guys complaining about how politics goes. How your local politicians act. And what do? You vote for them again. You send them from dog catcher to city council to state assembly or senate. And then to the feds. You send them to Congress. And the whole time you're complaining about them. Well, hold their feet to the fire. Make them do what you want them to do, what they said they would do when they got elected, right? I'm really tired of these guys. Again, that's what my fear is. Even one of my producers thought I was being a little bit of a weenie because I haven't taken a stance on either one of them. You're right. And notice I said either one of the Republicans. Yeah, Kasich, I don't know what he's doing. I mean, seriously, he's doing so poorly. Now, you may say he's one heck of an optimist. I'm not there with you. No, he's not. Not at all. I think he's a little, you know what I'm saying? He's a little off. Not playing with a full, not only is he not playing with a full deck, the only cards he has left maybe are the two jokers, right? What do you think? However, you got to give him a little bit of credit right now because he's running in New York. You know, they're all screaming Trump is it. He's won. It's over. Right now he sits at 68%. Kasich sits at 17%. And Cruz at 13%. So, you know, I mean, only 1% of the precincts are in are reporting. But even so, those numbers are like gone. Right? I mean, Trump, even if he slips a little bit, he's going to have over 50% of the vote. Okay, and if Cruz comes in third in New York, what does that say? At least for him. So anyhow, I tried to get to the story last night and get to it. I'm going to get to it now. I'm going to get to it tonight. I'm not going to let it go. By the way, in the second hour of the show, for those of you who are new to the show, my mad black man from Baltimore joins us. That's right. Corey Duncan is a man on the street on the East Coast. A conservative. A conservative black man. We found the second one in existence, which is not true. I've got a lot of black friends that are conservative. No, they're not nut jobs, but they are conservative. Anyway, the pressure is growing on the Marines to consider lowering combat standards for women. How do you feel about that, huh? Makes sense to you? I definitely want, look at, see, I touched on this last night, but I didn't get into it. So 2 years ago, Army General Martin Dempsey, the nation's top military officer, laid down an edict on the Obama administration's plan to direct land combat jobs to women. If women can't meet a standard, senior commanders better have a good reason why. And why the standard should not be lowered. How about to save our sorry little butts? And by the way, Mr. Obama, if you lower the standards, who are you going to get to hold the umbrella for you? For those of you who are watching live, I'm drinking my coffee out of my TRS mug. And if you want to know how to get one, you got to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And you can get one of these beautiful mugs, let me tell you. And then you might get something else if you send me a picture of you drinking out of the beautiful mug. So anyway, Dempsey was told either fine, tell me why they can't pass and or why you should lower. This president is so, you got to go check out the Brett Baer piece that he did a couple of weeks ago. This should still be somewhere on Fox to be able to get it. You got to go check out the piece, which is, you know, the thinning out, the weakening of our military at the orders of President Obama. The last three defense secretaries are on there telling you how Obama wants to weaken the military, because then our enemies, maybe they won't be our enemies anymore. They'll see us as being kinder and gentler. The Marine Corps just finished corps? Well, if the president said it, it's got to be true, right? The Marine Corps just finished research to see if a female officer could successfully complete its rigorous infantry officer course. An IOC diploma is a must to earn the designation of infantry officer. Of 29 women who tried, none graduated, not a one. Only four made it through the first day's combat endurance test. Only four out of 29. Yeah, we want to dumb that down. You know what else we ought to do to make sure that women can get in? You know, when you're a fireman, you've got to carry, what, 100 and some odd pounds down a ladder or back up a ladder or what have you in so many seconds, I'm sorry. Right, let's make sure that we dumb that down, because I sure as heck want to make sure that if it's a woman coming up a ladder to save my butt in flames, that she might or might not be able to save me. Now, wouldn't that be a great feeling in the pit of your stomach? No, don't send Nancy. Send Frank. I mean, really, think about it. And you don't just lower the standards for her. You lower the standards for all of them. Is this okay? Really? I'll finish this on the side of the break. Question is, should we lower standards for women in the military, especially in combat? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't like to waste his time. I want to bring him right on with me because I always have so much fun with him when he's on the air. I want to bring on Corey Duncan with me, and Corey is, he's what we refer to as my, lovingly refer to as my mad black man, for, and it is loving. Right? I hope so. Actually, you know where I live, so it better be loving. Yeah. How you doing, Corey?
Oh, just doing awesome, awesome, awesome. It's always a pleasure to come on.
I always enjoy having. Now, listen, I gotta tell you, I gotta bow a knee to you. You mean you are the man? You just got back. I know what you're laughing about. I'm sorry. I saw the pictures. I don't have. I don't even go. Listen, dude. I live in California. I don't even go to Mexico. Like I'm so afraid. Right? You went to Dubai. What? Was there a pot of gold there waiting for you? What happened?
No, actually, a friend of mine that I know through some contacts had got married, and I went to the wedding, and I took a couple of my friends and family members.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah.
You went to Dubai to have a good time. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we did. We had a good time. I mean, the beaches are impeccable. The beaches are impeccable, and it showed us around the city and everything. And you'd be surprised how clean it is there and other places where it looked like a bomb crater or, you know, it's a total difference. It's a total difference. But, I don't think I'll be going back no time soon, though.
Well, there are some places there that look like they were run by Democrats, right? Boom, boom. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We need a snare drum for that one. actually, it's a lot of beautiful places, and you have to. It's certain parts of Dubai, you have to know where you're going at, and it just had. I mean, we had some little security help with us. That, you know, make sure we didn't wind up in the wrong places or whatever. But, all in all, it was an awesome trip. Just such a long plane ride. And, you know, they're 8 hours ahead of us. So, you know, right. It's just like, tomorrow's is out today. Well, you know, yesterday's or whatever, however you want to say it. But it was just too long of a plane ride. And, you know, but it was positive. It was positive.
You know, Corey, it's really funny because I was doing a story before you came on, and I guess some other stories I want to do with you, but this pressure is growing to lower the standards for women in the Marines and other military groups. And because if they can't, let me see, one particular demanding upper body strength test is climbing a 25-foot rope with a backpack full of gear, and four women out of 29 could make it to the top. They didn't even make it through the second day. So the thought process is we've gone out of our way to make it too hard for women, but where's all the equality screamers? I mean, either it's equal or it's not, right? I mean, help me understand this. Do you want somebody who can't pass some basic training military exams protecting us?
Well,
you're in the military.
Well, let me say this. I was in Gulf War I, and I'm here to tell you there is no place for a woman on the front lines. I'm just sorry. I mean, yes, there's a lot of women out here. Some of them are even tougher than men, but, you know, it's like one or two in ten that's like that. And, you know, my thing of it is that there's no place for them. And to keep lowering the standards sounds like we're doing exactly what the Baltimore City public school system, a lot of these Democrat cities are doing, lowering the standards so we can just pass people through, and then they wonder why they can't do a job or have any kind of trade, and that's what the problem is in Baltimore now. They was discussing today that they only have two trade schools, as in Baltimore City, and I'm like, I'm not sure if it's in Baltimore City or the state of Maryland. But the thing of it is that the fact that, you know, without any kind of training and anything, then you wonder why a lot of people are walking around and they don't have a trade or anything, and they can't, you know, they're not successful with life to begin with. You have to be able to provide for yourself, and you don't have any kind of education or trade, you're not going to be able to do it. Not in this world, you're not.
Yeah, and speaking of Baltimore, I mean, we haven't heard much coming out of there, which I think is hilarious because you know there's stuff going on there. You know, I mean, that's got to be the most corrupt place on the face of the planet as far as I'm concerned at this point. Tell me what's happening in the streets there. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's start with three topics. The first topic is that the two mayoral candidates, Sheila Dixon and Carol and Miss Pugh, they're going at it, talking about that each candidate needs to be investigated because of you know, I mean, it's the funniest thing of strong arm and you know, doing things that not supposed to be doing, like giving lunches to the to the people that work for him. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there laughing. And then two, as far as like the Freddie Gray situation, they were going to say that pretty much all of the officers are going to have to testify against each other. And we already know what that's about because, you know, they're trying to get a conviction. And three, and last but not least, the very beautiful and flamboyant state's attorney, she had a Q&A the other day with a town hall meeting. And the police officers just beat her in the ground, along with some other folks that was kind of not too happy about what's going on with the Freddie Gray case or whatever. And she just, like, blew it off, just like it just wasn't anything. And, you know, like I said before, they want a conviction, and they're going to try to convict, if not one, if not two. They're going to try to get at least two convictions. So we already know what that's about.
Corey, did any of the looters, any people who actually committed crimes there, did any of them go to jail for anything?
I know what they were doing. What they were doing was the Baltimore City Police Department. What they did was a lot of the video they took and they examined it. And once they examined it, they went and got arrest warrants for a lot of the people that they, you know, that people called in or turned in or whatever. Now, as far as convictions, yeah, I think they got a couple convictions. I know they got the one guy for slashing the fire hose when the fireman was trying. I know they got him on a conviction, but I don't think he's doing any time. He's doing like probation. So, I mean, pretty much all of them got a slap on the wrist. I think the one that did about the fire hose, I think his is still pending. But pretty much all of them just got slapped on the wrist. Cause remember what the current mayor said. It's just profit.
Hey, we got to go to break. When we come back, I got a lot more I want to talk to you about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I've got my mad black man from Baltimore who's going to tell you what it's about. I mean, really, he's only the second conservative black man in the country, but we've got him on this show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com, Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always. You know, trying to answer some of the emails from the show. and believe it, as smart as you think I am, I can't do both at the same time. It just doesn't work that way for me. I know you perceive me as a genius. It shows you the drugs are working now. Anyhow, let me bring Corey Duncan back on with me. He's my mad black man from Baltimore, but he's also got his own show, his own writing set. Corey, tell people how they can find your writings, but hear more about you.
Oh, it's okay to find me. I welcome everyone, even Black Lives Matter people. I can be reached on Facebook at Corey Press Duncan on Facebook and on Twitter at Corey A Duncan at on Twitter. But I'm trying to get the kinks worked out of the podcast. Once I get that worked out, then everyone can see me once again on Saturday nights from 7 to 8, podcasting on Podbean.
Yeah, and you got to go check out his Facebook page. Seriously, it'll give you a partial heart attack at times. Anyhow, but hey, I want to go.
My Twitter page would be the same.
I've seen some of that too. Okay, hey, I want to go back to Baltimore for a minute though, because people don't realize something. We don't hear anything about it, right? So we don't hear what's happening in the streets. We don't really, get little trickles here and there. But for all intents and purposes, nothing has really changed. The Dems are still in control. You know, has CVS been rebuilt yet?
No. Actually, I don't think they're gonna rebuild it. From what I understand, they're gonna do something else with it. But 9 times out of 10, it's probably something that's in the works, and no one knows about it yet. And it's probably a wink and a handshake. But we came up on the date that he passed away last week, and surprisingly, it's quiet. It's like almost everything else. Once something happens, and once all of the rebel rousers go home and the ambulance chases like Al Sharpton, it's like business as usual.
Yeah, the right reverend. I love all these people that say they're leaving the country if Trump wins. I think it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Think of all, you know, remember when Pelosi said she was going to drain the swamp? Well, Trump's actually going to make that happen if he gets in, isn't he?
Well, you know, I hate to say this. Hey, how about Donald Trump? God bless New Yorkers. All of us New Yorkers, and I mean, I don't live in New York anymore, but my thing of it is I'm born and raised, half raised there. And my thing of it is, thank God New Yorkers came out and they set the record straight. Ted Cruz is the biggest liar in the world, and it's showing. And I'm tired of listening. No offense to Ted, I got to go on a little rant. I'm sick of hearing these guys like Mark Levin and these guys trash Trump. Yeah, hey, look, if you're about the party, whatever the party chooses is who should get the nomination. All of this backdoor cheating and stuff like that, you need to stop, because you're going to cause us to lose another presidency to a fool, because we definitely don't need Hillary, because Hillary's a crook.
Well, yeah, but it bothers me. Look, even tonight in New York, she is up among the minorities, among the blacks and Hispanics. She's up triple fold from the other guy. She has done absolutely nothing for the black community. I do not understand. Help me. Enlighten me, sir.
I have no idea either. I mean, I have a big, if everyone take and come to my Facebook page, Corey Perez Duncan, I would definitely accept your friend request. And you can look on my face. I have a big picture of her, and she has dreadlocks. The caption is, when you need the black vote, and it's not telling a lie. I mean, she has done nothing. And then you take a waltz into the black neighborhood, and that just goes to show how the African American community is still with this thing of following, you know, the sheep to slaughter, or start following lamb to slaughter. And it doesn't matter what you want to call it, sheep or lamb. You know, we all need to start drinking the Kool-Aid and start calling it for what it is.
Yeah, but you're again, your people love her. How did this get pulled over on them? How in God's creation do they see her as such a savior when in reality, again, I say, yeah, they've done nothing. The people that you work with, you tell me you work with a lot of Dems or a lot of black Dems.
Mm-hmm.
How do they justify her? How can they?
Well, they don't. They don't. They're split. And some are, and again, these are definitely not my people. I mean, because I'm far too intelligent to go with some crook like that. I mean, to say, hey, look, if Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, you know, to get to that situation where you running for a president, you stab a lot of people in the back. Because to get into that power kind of power structure, you have to do a lot of things to get there. So my thing with this, Hillary and Cruz, I just don't, you know, they just look like they just, you know, Trump has nothing to lose. In other words, that's why he has such a following. And he's just genuine. I mean, and that's what we need. We don't need any more crooks and politics. Come on. Hillary should be locked up. She should be locked up for Benghazi. But as far as getting back to what you're saying about the black man, I mean, they're brought and paid for. They're brought and paid for like a prostitute. And my thing of this, if they allow to keep themselves being prostitutes, you're going to keep getting prostituted. I mean, you know, it's almost like the old cliche with Charles Barkley said, you know, you've been voting for these people for the last 10 or 20 years and you're still poor. And then you want to keep blaming the government or blaming the white man. You can't blame that, because half of these cities that are run like that, like Flint, and now is a story that's jumping out now in Baltimore City that they tested the water in certain parts of the city, and it's like a mid-level. The lead levels is high. And someone said, "Really, dude?" I said, "Just look at the personalities. Look at the people that's running it. They don't drink lead every morning, so."
And they blamed it, yeah, in Flint, I know, and they blamed it on the white Republican governor because he hates black people. And you know that's what it had to be, right? I mean, he got up in the morning and he said, you know, I can't stand these black people anymore. They're all over the place. What can we, water. Water's the way to go.
Governor Hogan is the best thing to come along. I mean, we had a Republican governor a couple of years ago, Bob Early, and God bless him, he did the best he could do, and he did some things. But this man has done a lot for Baltimore City. What he will not allow Baltimore City to do is to do what Barack Obama does, and that's write a blank check all of the time and just spend, 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 spend. Hogan, Governor Hogan is not going to allow that. And that's what we need. We need somebody that can control the spending and just not spend, 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 spend. Because, who's going to pay for all of this? Who's going to pay for all of these dead programs where the programs are funded, but the people that people never go, the people don't even go to the program? Are you serious?
You're making way too much sense, Corey. I don't know what we're going to do with this. I mean, seriously.
The thing of it is that people, you know, I have a lot of and they say, you know what? He's telling the truth, and it's like, you know, they give me a lot of respect because they say, well, you know, you're coming out and you're telling the truth, but people don't want to hear it, and that's how it always is. Everyone wants to hear the truth. And so, you know, until you step on their toes about it. And it is what it is. I mean, the African-American community just continues to just be prostituted by these Democrats. And a lot of it is not just the white Democrats. It's the black Democrats. Because 90% of these cities are run by who? The African-Americans.
No kidding. Right? I mean,
I can say that, Joe. You can't say that.
I say it. I just have to wade through 100. The last time I said something about the black community and what they needed to do, I got 160 emails ultimately about how I had no business talking about black people issues because I've never been black. I've never lived in the hood. I've never this. I've never that. You know, all this. So you tell me, I can't look at another human being's plight and say, okay.
You're not missing anything, trust me. You're not missing anything, trust me.
I'm not missing the love.
You're definitely not missing anything.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like it's funny how the left can tell us how we as conservative Christians should think about other groups. But if we say anything, we're homophobes, racists, bigots. And anyway, we're going to break. We'll be back in a minute because I believe in capitalism. So does Corey. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, to be involved in the conversation. I want to bring him right back on because I have so much fun with him. I have to keep my finger on the button just in case, but I have a lot of fun with him. Corey Duncan joins me. He's lovingly referred to as our mad black man from Baltimore. He was there when it was all going down. I was going to, you know, again, I don't know if you remember. I don't, you know, you might have been a young guy. I remember when Rodney King... you know, the riots here in L.A. when Rodney, when they mercilessly beat Rodney King, here in Los Angeles. Just a travesty. I get it. But what I thought was interesting was when they rioted here, again, black couples coming out saying, look, this is a family owned business. You're burning down my business. Some of you I've carried for years because you've needed help and you're burning my business down. I saw the same thing happen in Baltimore. And I just have never understood. I've never been able to sit there and go, okay, why hurt each other? I mean, really, why? Well, go after the white guy. Why hurt each other?
Well, here's the thing. Thank you again for letting me have me on the show. Always a pleasure. First of all, you have to look at the mental aspect of a rioter, and all rioters are different. I mean, there's different perspectives of them. But, you know, when you're talking, I mean, I can speak from, I'm not saying I was a rioter, but from where I sit, and you know, as an African American man, is that it appears to look like to me that they, you know, it's almost like with Bernie Sanders and Barack Obama with this give. And it's like us as black people have been deprived so long. So when we get something to give them free, we just put the pedal to the metal, and we don't care whether it's our own people. We're going after them. So that just goes to show you the loyalty that you know. And they always talk about that it's a white man and this and that. I said, you ever look at the Koreans? You ever look at the other cultures, how they take care of that, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on or whatever, they still look after each other. Well, it's totally different when you're African-American because, you know, and I just went through this, and you know, a lot of people, that's why I don't, like, publicize and say a lot of things about what goes on in my private life, because a lot of people get, I mean, I had a situation a couple of years ago when I was on Facebook, I said a couple of things and did this, and people saw how I was living or this or that, and they just got, like, I mean, these were friends. And they just got, like, totally jealous. And I had people, like, ask me for loans and this and that. And I'm like, wait a minute. What, you know, so now, you know, you just got to be real careful because, you know, as a friend of mine once told me, she said, you know, you have to remember, you work and bust your butt to get everything. No one gave you what you got and stuff. You earned it. And, you know, you try to, you know, it's not like rubbing their nose in it or whatever, because I'm the most humble person in the world and stuff. But my thing of it is just that you have to be very careful, because in this culture, and not to say that every African-American person is like this, but pretty much 80 to 90% of them, you know, it's almost like, as my mother would say, like the crabs in the pot. You know, when you're trying to get out and trying to do something, or this and that, like I say again, everything that I achieved in this world came from the Almighty God, and me busting my butt and different cultures of people helping me succeed to get to where I am. Not my race. They didn't help anything. And I'm here to tell you that. And I'm saying, you know, I know you got a lot of listeners that's probably like, oh, he's a sellout and this and that. But you call me a sellout anything you want and stuff. As long as you keep it to yourself, because if you say it to me, I'm going to tell you the whole story and I'm going to tell you like it is, because that's why I'm on the real side, because I keep it real.
Yeah, I get emails from people who will say, the only reason I have you on and one or two other black guys on is just to show people I'm diverse. And then I always just laugh. I go, no, I have these people on because they have a clue, because they actually lived the life, they know what they're doing, and they've made a success in spite of some of the other people that I have on or that I've written about that will say, I can't do better because I'm black. I can't do better because I'm Hispanic. I'm not here legally. And even one guy I was talking to, I said, so you're 32 years old. Your parents brought you here illegally. I get it. What have you done to make it right? Have you done anything? Right. Have you gone to an attorney? Have you sat down and worked? Well, no, I'm afraid to. You're afraid to go to an immigration attorney. Are you serious? What do you think they're going to do? Put you in the car and take you to the local police station? And if you've been watching the news, they're not going to do anything but feed you at the local police station. Well, they're not going to do anything to you.
They'll take me and you first, because we're the troublemakers. So they're going to take us first.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and I get such a kick out of it, because I look at it and I say, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to be legal or not legal. Hey, I want to hit this one for you, because I get, again, the Black Panthers crashed the students for Trump rally. And he says, and the guy says, I'm out here to whoop some butt, although he used worse language than that. But, again, here they are again. The Black Panthers are out. Right. They were out a couple of elections ago and they're out there. They're on. Now, can you imagine if a bunch of, I don't know, pro-lifers showed up with pro-life shirts up on campus and said, you know, we're here to cause a ruckus for the pro-abortion, towards the pro-abortion group. What do you think would happen?
Well, see, that's the double standard. See, they can show up, and Barack Obama and the Justice Department had nothing to say about it. But if you guys showed up with sheets on, or this and that and this and stuff, it would be a different story. See, I don't like that, and that's a double standard. And it's like I told you, this is that race card game, that reverse racism thing, where people sit up and they play this race card. Hey, I'm 6'5 and 284 pounds, and me and a whole lot of my friends and family will be attending a Trump rally in Berlin, Maryland tomorrow night.
Now. You're lying. But you're lying. Black people don't support Donald Trump. You don't have to lie on this show. Keep it real.
Well, guess what? Guess what? You want to see different? You want to see different? Come to my page tomorrow night, and you'll see. And I'm going to show you exactly. And if the Black Panthers and the Black Lives Matter people want to show up, come on and show up. Because guess what? You're not running nothing anywhere. If anything, you're making us stronger. See, that's what they don't really realize. This intimidation thing does not run us away because we understand what's at stake. We've had 8 years of Barack Obama. That's enough. That should be enough for any person of any nationality. And I'm sick and tired of listening to these Radio One shows where they get on here and they trashing Republicans and this and that or that and this. And the Democrats, then you put them in office, you put them liberals in office, and what do? They don't do nothing for the African-American community. So I'm sick and tired of listening to that. That's why I don't listen to any of them, and I never will.
Yeah, I love the fact that if you go back and you look at history and you look at what presidents have done the most or worked harder to pull the African-American or the Black community, you know, out of some of the issues that they have or some of the problems that they have, it's always been white Republican presidents. And
But see, the thing of it is, you know, it's like one thing I posted on my page, you know, a couple of weeks ago was, a comment that Lyndon Johnson said. And Lyndon Johnson said, I'll have those end voting Democrats for the next 200 years. And he knew exactly what he was doing, you know, and it's just like people just like, you know, you have to read in between the lines and stop, you know, the Democrat Party always has this pacifier out for the African American community on reparations and this and that. Hey, did you know the black people own black slaves too? Did if you're going to do the research all the way. That's why I don't like to hear people talk about Black History Month. Because, you know, then when they start talking, and I, as an educator, you know Dr. Martin Luther King was a Republican, right? You do know he was a conservative. He wasn't a conservative. They just said that. I was like, oh, not really.
I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, I've said it a million times. Why do we need Black History Month? Why don't we just teach history? If you taught history properly, you wouldn't have to have a Black History Month or a Women's History Month or an Italian History, whatever it is. You wouldn't have to have it. Just teach history properly, and you will see and you will know what the black community has done for America, what the Italian community has done, what the Armenian community. Right. You would know these things.
Well, you know, we've been oppressed so long, and Whitey has kept us down. So, you know, I'm trying to understand where you've been kept down. I mean, the thing you've been pacified, and anybody knows anybody that's pacified never progresses. Never progresses, and I'm trying to tell people, liberals and progressives, you know, it's a difference between a Democrat, a liberal, and a socialist, and you see it all in this campaign, especially on the left. You see it all. You see the progressiveness, the socialism, and we all know socialism leads to communism, which is and liberalism is a sickness. That a lot of people in the African American community had, but I want to make a change.
Go quick! You're running out of time.
Is Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter?
Corey, always a pleasure to have you on with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me every single week. Keep up the good work, and look, we'll connect. I'll try to get some tweets out there while you're at the Trump rally tomorrow night. Keep up the good work out there. Really appreciate it.
Always, 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 and go Trump. And I won't be. I'll stay out of Dubai.
Please, please do. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, hang on for the next hour. We got a lot coming up in hour two. Go get some warm coffee, clean yourself up, whatever you got to do, and come on back. Yeah, you got about 10 minutes. I'm Joe Messina. Listen to The Real Side on GSN Live. We'll be back in a few.